is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eyes, all be peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be.
That's fine.
No sorrows there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no more pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day, that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Then he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land.
Go ahead.
What a prayer that's already been prayed. And it's just good, again, to be in the God's house.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for it tonight, and I desire that you might pray for a little while. I told Brother Tim a while ago, I said, now I've never tried to preach on this in a revival, I don't reckon. But you know, it's still in the Word of God. It's still there. And I want to follow the Lord, and He gave me this last night while Brother Brody was bringing the message.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for the message last night. And it was a wonderful service last night. But I tell you what, it can be just as good tonight.
Amen.
All we got to do is humble ourselves and pray. Let the Lord lead us tonight. Have your Bibles. Would like to look on with us. Come from, I call it Little John, 1 John. That's over next to the back of the Bible. But that's what the Lord has laid on our hearts tonight. And you pray for a little while. I'd like to say this in the outstart, and this is a thought that came across my mind coming up the stairs a minute ago. Life is short.
Amen.
Death is certain.
Yeah.
Judgment is coming, but heaven is greater. I'm glad of that tonight. And now you pray for a little while. Starting with the first verse, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. I'll read probably a few more verses there in a minute. But nevertheless, this is what God has laid on our heart. The things that we have seen, I believe that with all our heart. Things which was from the beginning is here today. And you might be saying, what is that? That's nothing more than the Lord Jesus Christ. You might be saying, well, was He in the beginning? Yes, He was. I believe with all my heart He was there in the beginning when the Lord said, let us make man in our own image, in our likeness. Yes, let us make man. I believe He was right there in the beginning. Yes, that which was from the beginning. I believe John said something like this. In the beginning, the Word. Listen, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. What was the Word? That Word was Jesus Christ tonight. That's the only thing I've got to preach tonight. Bless your heart, and Him crucified, and a risen Savior, and one that's alive. Where's He alive at? In the hearts of His redeemed children tonight. He's alive in every one of our hearts today. That which was from the beginning. It's not like that. It's in the very beginning. The book of Genesis, it says something like this. The Spirit of God moved on the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Listen, I'll tell you tonight. I'm glad tonight I serve a risen Savior tonight. One that's alive. Listen what He said. That which was, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, with our hands have handled the word of life. Listen, I'll tell you what. Have we not saw things here in this world? That man can't do. I'll tell you what. Bless your heart, these little ones that were saved last night. Man can't do that. It comes from God tonight. Listen, and I'll tell you, if you're here tonight and you're lost and you want to be saved by God's grace, He will save your soul tonight. He'll put peace in your heart tonight. That which was from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I like that. But most of all, what I like, the Bible talks church gospels. Why, yes, where the Bible said an angel appeared to Mary and said, thou shalt conceive of the Holy Ghost and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why, yes, that which was from the beginning. When Jesus, why, yes, was there, wasn't he? Bless your heart. Why, yes, then Mary conceived and brought forth a son and called his name Jesus, because he shall be the Savior of the world. Are we glad of that tonight? Oh, yes, that which was from the beginning. Oh, I listen, I'll tell you right now. Oh, why, yes, God was in the beginning. Oh, why, yes, you know, I've had people ask me, James, where did God come from? He was there in the beginning. Oh, why, yes, and I'll tell you something else. He'll be there in the end. Oh, that's why he said, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning. Place. Why, yes, as we would call it, in a stable. Why, yes, I believe he did it. Whereby that we all might know that he came to the meek. He came to the lowly. It makes no difference where you got a dime. It makes no difference where you're rich. He is a God of the universe. And he came that he might seek and to save that one that's lost. Why, listen, now I'll tell you what. I'll bless your heart. I like to read in the Word of God, don't you? Why, yes, I love to read about the power of God. I love to read about what Jesus did. I love to read about the miracles that he did. Why, yes, I'm believing one of the first miracles that he did was when he turned wine, water into wine. That was a miracle, but he did it. Yes, he did, and I'll tell you what, he's still doing miracles today. Why, yes, he is. He's around every one of us, day to day. You know, I've had people ask me, do you believe in angels? Well, I'll tell you right now, I do. I believe I've got a guardian angel watching over me every day. Why, yes, and I'll tell you what, Jesus came. Why, yes, whereby that he might seek and to save that one that's lost. Why, yes, no wonder I said in the outstart life is short. Why, yes, we're here. As one of the prophets of old said, our life is just a vapor. It's here for a little while, and then it's gone. But I tell you what, while we're here in the world, God gave us an opportunity whereby that we might accept Jesus and be saved by an everlasting salvation. He made it whereby that we might get ready to live when this life is over. Why, yes, he did. Why, he made it that way. And I'm glad he did. Aren't you glad that Jesus is still alive and is doing well? Why, yes, still saving souls. Why, you know, I've thought about why, yes, the tornadoes that came here in Atlanta. Why, yes, all the damage. Maybe I believe I heard something like $250 million. I'll tell you what, damage was done. Not a soul was lost. Is that not the power of God? God is with us today. He's watching over us today. Yes, he is. And he's wanting to save that one that's lost, that which was from the beginning. Yes, and it'll be there in the end. Yes, John the Revelator. You know, I like what Brody said about John the Revelator last night. You know, I like to read that too. Bless your heart, John the Revelator. Yes, when it got over. Yes, and I believe it was the last chapter of the book of Revelation. It said something like this. Behold, I come quickly. Yes, and I came. We better be ready to meet him. Because when he comes, bless your heart, we're not going to say, wait a minute. We're not going to say that. But we're going to go to meet him, ready or not. Yes, we're going to meet him. You know, we used to play a game a lot of times when we was kids and holler out, are you ready? Bless your heart. You better be ready because Jesus is coming back. You might be saying, where is he coming back? The Bible said he's coming in the clouds of glory and call us up to be with him forever and evermore. Aren't you glad of that? That which was from the beginning, why is for? For the life was manifested, and we have seen it. Why yes, you know what? The Bible said Jesus. Why yes, he said now. Why yes, he said this in the book of John. Why he said now? In the beginning was the Word, and he went on down a little bit farther, and he talked about darkness and light. And he said now, the darkness wouldn't comprehend the light. I'll tell you right now, the light of the Lord Jesus Christ is shining on us tonight. Why yes, and he's given us this great opportunity to meet together, to sing praises to our great and holy Savior. Why yes, he's so fit whereby we can hear people pray tonight. Whereby we can hear people say, I've been saved by the grace of God. Why is he so fit? Whereby that he and he, you and I might have a right to the tree of life, have it more abundantly. Yes, that which was from the beginning. Why yes, it was. You know, I think about that a lot of times. That was from the very beginning. When God created the heavens and the earth. Why yes, he made everything. He spoke it into existence. Why yes, and I'll tell you what. Have you ever thought about what a human being is? And how many nerves or whatever we got in our body? Bless your heart, we got a lot of it. But I'll tell you right now. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ and the Lord himself, made a man in his image. Why yes, and when he breathed into man's nostrils life, he became a living soul. Now listen, I'll tell you something. Why yes, I became a living soul when I saved by the grace of God. Why yes, I'll tell you something else. Yes, I believe with all our heart we got to die to the love and the practice of sin. Then when we die to the love and the practice of sin, Jesus will raise us up.
Amen.
Victorious. Victorious. It's over. Over that. Are we glad of that tonight? Why yes, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you may also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship was with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy might be full. Listen, I'll tell you what, if you can't rejoice tonight when you see somebody say, I believe you better be getting down the altar yourself and getting things right, because I believe with all my heart. Why yes, that there's joy in heaven. The Bible says over one being saved by the grace of God, and then over 99 why it's righteous. Listen, I'll tell you what, there's rejoicing in heaven. There was last night, and we can have it again tonight. Why, if we want to see somebody saved by the grace of God. You know, I've said this many times. Before somebody can be saved, I believe it with all my heart, they've got to be lost. Why, convicting power has got to come on the scene. That which was from the beginning. When that convicting power comes on the scene, then you've got to make your way to an altar somewhere and accept Jesus on the terms of the gospel. What is the gospel? It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that would believe. Yes, to the Jew, to the Greek, to the barbarian, to the bond, to the free, to everyone. That sweet, sweet Holy Spirit that we've been able to feel here this week is abiding with every one of us tonight. Yes, that which we have heard from the beginning. Have you not heard it? I heard it all my life. I really have. I remember Kim. My mother and dad taught me about Jesus even before I was lost. It God caused me to want to be saved. But listen, I'll tell you what. I couldn't be saved till I was lost. When I came to an altar and accepted Him on the terms of the gospel, I became ours and joined ours with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I've been saved by the grace of God. I've been able to shout the praises of God. I rejoice with Him forever and evermore. Let me tell you something right now. I believe with all my heart, once you're saved, I believe He'll keep that unto that day. Amen. I believe it's an everlasting thing. Yes. I really do. I believe with all my heart. When you're saved, you are. But I'll tell you what, I never will forget. I told Brother Harold Bollocks last night, I'll never forget. When I was saved when I was 10 years old. I got to the point where I began to doubt. I'd always been told. Brother Tommy Henderson said, now you pray. I got where I couldn't feel nothing. I never will forget it. This is in the middle of the winter time. We didn't have heat in our house. We had to cover up with quilts. To keep warm. I covered my head up. I prayed with all the power that God would give me. Let me know where I stood with God. God let me know right then that I was going to have to preach the gospel. And He said, James, you're all right. You just go on for me. And I'll tell you what, I thank the Lord tonight for that I've been able to feel the sweet Holy Spirit of God. I know Him that is real. And some of these old saints of old. It's already gone on. Don't you know I'm ready to go to be with them? I've heard them shout the praises of God. I've heard them rejoice from time to time. But bless your heart, when we get to heaven, we'll all be able to rejoice. Be able to shout. Be able to sing. Maybe I can't sing much here. I'll let you try it every once in a while. But maybe I can't do much about it. But I'll tell you what, when I get to heaven, I'll be able to sing in the heavenly choir. I'll be able to rejoice forever and evermore. Yes, life is short. Just here for a little season. Time to get ready to live. How about it tonight? Are you ready to live? Are you ready to live when this life is over? When I asked you to get a song, I've said that. I know I've not studied just a few minutes. That's all right. I'll just leave that in the hands of God. And He'll take care of that. But I'll tell you what. I believe if there's somebody here that's lost tonight, I believe that God will save your soul if you'll come to an altar. Believing on it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. He said, thou shalt be saved. As we stand and sing, won't you come? Brother Tim,
Brother.
Oh, one time, it doesn't matter if you've got a dime or you're rich. I thought about that scripture over there. The Bible says Jesus was going around and they asked him, said, what about the money? What about tithing? And he said, brethren, he said, you render to Caesar what's rendered and give God what's God's. And I thought about, well, what is God's tonight? Brethren, I tell you what God's. God is your soul. God owns your life. And the only way that he's going to keep it is if you'll give it to him, brother. You've got to give him your life and your soul. Brother, you don't have a hope. You don't have a faith. There's no reason for you to go. You give Caesar what's Caesar's and you render to God what's God's. Brother, you keep your money in your pocket. Brother, you keep your life. Brother, set it in order and you give God what God wants. God don't want anything you have to offer. The only thing what God wants is what He's already given. Brother, He wants your life. He wants your soul. Brother, James said when they was in the garden, he breathed into him the breath of life and he became a living soul. Brother, God wants that communion with you back. Right. God wants that love that He has for you back. And it doesn't matter, brother, what you've done in your life. It doesn't matter what you keep in your pocket. It doesn't matter what you think you've done in your life. God don't care about it. God don't want it. Brother, God wants your love. God wants peace. Brother, God wants to commune. The only way you can do that. You give God what's God's, and that's the soul. Amen. You give Him what He's already given you. Brother, you give Him yourself. Sing on when you're ready. Sing another prayer.
Jesus looked at those men there and said, those of you that are without sin to cast the first stone. Jesus knelt down on the ground. He began to write in the dirt. The Bible says from the eldest to the youngest, they began to leave and walk off. Can't you see them as they were there with their stones in their hands? Conviction fell on their heart. They dropped their stones and they walked away because they knew that they had sinned in their life. Jesus asked the woman, he said, "Woman, where are those thy accusers? Where are they? Where are the folks that wanted to throw the stones at you? Where are the folks that wanted to accuse you? Where are the folks that wanted to say that you wasn't a good person?" She looked around and she said, "Lord, there are none." And I like what Jesus said to her. He said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." John 3:16, here. "For God so loved the world." We need to put an accent on that "so." "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son just for you." Every one of us, that if we would just believe on Him, that we wouldn't perish, but we'd have everlasting life. And you know what He didn't do? He didn't stop there either. He said, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world." There's no condemnation in Jesus Christ, lost person. I know how you feel tonight. Y'all are not going to believe this. You're probably going to laugh when you hear it. But you're looking at probably the most bashful, the most backward, the most shy person that you have ever met. And I'll tell you what, through Jesus Christ, God didn't send His Son in the world to condemn Tim Biddy. He didn't send Him to condemn you. But that through Jesus, you might be saved. That you might have everlasting life. Jesus is standing here. Oh, what a pitiful sight that I am as I'm trying to beg you to come to this altar and be saved. Jesus is here with His arms outstretched, begging you that you might just come and accept Him into your heart. There's no condemnation. I can tell you this. I don't know how, James, was there any condemnation when you got saved? I know there wasn't. Brody, there wasn't. Andrew, there wasn't any last night, was there? But I'll tell you what. There'll be love. And there'll be peace. Your heart, that awful feeling that you've got right now, Jesus will roll that thing away. I beg you, with all that's within me, that you would come and be saved. Would you sing one more verse? Would you come? Church, would you pray while we sing? Right.
anything else that we need to do tonight.
Saying, I'll meet you out here.
Amen. Church, if you feel like shaking hands with somebody while they sing that, this song, do that. For a lost person, I bet you still come. Whatever the Lord wants you to do, be obedient to that tonight.